Jim Titus.
Hello, I'm Jim Titus from Glendale, summarizing my written testimony, which is a PowerPoint. Mr. Chairman, no court opinion has said that bicyclists don't have an equal right to the road, so I should explain why it is that we think that the tort law tends to have that effect. And I'll perhaps say a little bit about the alternatives that we considered and the risks that this bill would have unintended consequences. The bicyclist's basic problem is that the bicycle is small, a lot smaller than the vehicle, motor vehicle, so when there's a crash, it's always the bicyclist that needs help. The contributory negligence doctrine denies that help if the cyclist or anybody has any blame. That always works against the cyclist because drivers don't have claims against the cyclist to begin with. But the real problem is that the definition of negligence is just so flexible, because fault is basically anything that a jury thinks that a reasonable person would have done. And because bicycles are so small, that means that a reasonable cyclist prepares for the possibility that a driver will violate her right of way. So that in these common crash types that we've discussed, where it's foreseeable that a driver will violate the right of way of a cyclist and the crash happens, the victim is blamed for allowing it to happen. On page 5, having looked a little bit about the case law basically shows that, yes, when a cyclist's right of way is violated, it's a matter for the jury to decide whether the cyclist was to blame as well, except for D.C. off to the right, where there is case law showing that if a cyclist is right-hooked by a truck, the cyclist is negligent as a matter of law. The other speakers, previous witnesses, have mentioned that both police reports and insurance companies often attribute fault to cyclists who actually had the right of way. This bill, now, we have first thought possibly that maybe what you do is simply limit contributory negligence in cases where the cyclist violated no law, but we hear that's a Pandora's box. So this bill focuses on the real problem, which is defining the duties of cyclists, codifying them. Now, if you felt that this went too far, there is the possibility, of course, of enumerating them duty by duty, and that would be a possibility, though that would make the law a bit more complicated for insurance companies and police. We don't think that this bill has serious unintended consequences, because when you think about the situations in which maybe you might say, gee, it's unfair to let this cyclist, for this bill to let this cyclist off the hook, most of those are situations where if that's unfair, a jury wouldn't call the driver negligence anyway. So when you compare this tiny risk of unintended consequences to the real problems this bill solved, the balance is in favor of passing this bill. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes the hearing on Senate Bill 808. Now we'll turn to Senate Bill 348, Senator Mano.